We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud Aleph. This halacha is based on chapter 215 in Likutei Moran, and we've started talking a little bit about the holiday of Pesach, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to continue explaining Pesach. Paragraph Yud Aleph, Aval B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, however, when the Jews left Egypt, Koidim Kabbalas HaTorah, and they had not yet received the Torah, Loi Hoyo Efshir Laloi Lishom, Kemuvan Bekavonis. It wasn't possible to go up to that place of Rotzoin, of Atik, that we mentioned earlier, that place of the highest pidyon, because they had not yet gotten the Torah. Vizuamas Mitzrayim hoyonechas behem ma'oid. And the Tumah of Egypt was still clinging to them in a very big way. Alkein hoysakoshe ha'geula ma'oid. And for this reason, the Gemara makes statements that the geula was very difficult. It was difficult for Hashem to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim because Hashem operates within Bechira, within free choice. Hashem could do anything he wants, but he created the world on a basis of Bechira, that there has to be there has to be an equilibrium between both sides, the good and the bad, so that there could be a choice. So the fact that the Jews at that point in time were so far down in Tumah and had not yet received the Torah made it totally impossible for them to shoot up to the highest place in one shot. Ach Hashem Yisborach Heir Aleihem Moichin Rabim Ugedoilim. However, Hashem did shine down upon us a very high level of Sechel, Beha'ora Niflo Moid, tremendous light, Shaloi Keseder, that was not following the rules. In other words, not following standard procedure. Standard procedure is when you want to go to a very high light, you have to go there gradually and ups and downs and everything. In order for Hashem to rescue the Yidden in coming out of Mitzrayim, even though on one hand we couldn't go up to the highest place in one shot, however, Hashem was able to shine down upon us from there a very bright light, breaking the rules a little bit, you know, bending the rules a little bit in a sense, by giving us this he'oro niflo, this tremendous light, even though we didn't make the proper preparations for it. Vaideze nigalu, and it's with this great light that we were taken out of Mitzrayim. Aval afal pikein, however, even though this was wonderful and this was great, adayin loyolu ad bechinas hadikno kadisha, we were not yet zoiche to go up to the highest place, which is referred to as kaviochel, the holy beard, the beard which represents super high level of rachmim of Hashem, super high level of revelation of Hashem, ad shavuos, shehu bechinas eis rotzayin, this dikno kadisha, which represents a super high level of eis rotzayin, a time when Hashem is extremely, extremely close to us, ad Shavuos. That we didn't achieve until 49 days later, until 50 days later, until Shavuos. Rak hageula hoiso al yidei he'ora atzuma shel kol hamoichim. However, then how were we taken out? We were taken out because Hashem beamed down upon us, way down there where we were, Hashem beamed down upon us a very great light of all the moichin, moichin de gadlus, moichin de katnus, but still, that's not the same as us climbing up to the top floor, which is called the dikno kadisha, the isrotzain, etc. Hainu shehagu'ula hoiso al yidei bechinas chof dalet mine pidyoinosanal, meaning, in the language of the chapter on Likutei Moran that we're dealing with, chapter 215, the going out of Mitzrayim was brought about through 24 pidyonos, and it was through a pidyon being done in each one of the 24 courts, so that we were mamtik all the midas hadin, rak shenimshichu kulam b'ha'aron afloa. However, this was accomplished by Hashem beaming a very bright light down upon us. Ki kol ha-pidyonos v'ha-geulos, because all types of pidyon, all types of redemption, and geula, Shehem al yidei hamtokas hadinim, which are brought about when we're able to take the midas hadin, Hashem's judgment, and sweeten it, dissolve it, kulam heim al yidei heoras hamoichin kiyodua. All of them are brought about through a light that comes from the place of moichin, seichel. We've mentioned this in the past. There's a famous quote from the Zohar HaKadosh where the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kulhu b'machshava is bariru. Everything gets fixed, gets repaired in machshava. Machshava means seichel, moichin. So that even though when we're talking about activity that has to take place on a lower level, in the level of maisa, or in the seven lower midos of Hashem, it's got to originate from up on top. The pidyon, the tikkun, the hamtoka sadinim, always has to begin up on top, on a level of moichin, sechel. So when we talk about the Jews coming out of Mitzrayim, there was tremendous physical activity going on, destroying the Egyptians, but however, all of it originated in a place of moichin, that Hashem opened up the das, the sechel, in a very, very big way, and shined down upon us a very high level of moichin, and that translated into the different miracles that we saw, etc. This is something you're going to find throughout the Torah. The Arizal, the Sifrei Kabbalah show this taking place throughout everything. V'chol ma shemeirin hamoichin beribu yoiser ubehaora atzuma yoiser, and the more that Hashem increases the light of the moichin and he makes the light brighter and more powerful, nimtokin hadinim yoiser, it can sweeten more din. It can eliminate more midas hadin. This is one of the reasons why Rabbi Nizal has a chapter on the Likutei Moran where he talks about Rosh Hashanah. And he says Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yoim Hadin, is called Rosh Hashanah. And he says it's all about the Moichin, the Seichel. One of the main reasons we come to the Tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah is because he is the one who has purity of Moichin, and he can help us achieve a purity of Moichin, which is needed to be mamtik all of those dinim. V'alkein, and therefore, b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, at the time that we left Egypt, afal pi shelo yolu ad b'china sadikno kanal, even though we did not rise up to the 50th level, which is referred to as the Dikna, which we ended up doing a while later on Shavuos, Shemishom HaPidyon HaElyon HaKoylel, that's where that top Pidyon, that's Koylel all 24 Bezdins, that's where that's coming from. It's coming from the Shar HaChamishim, the 50th level, the Dikna, even though we weren't there at Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'hoiso ha-ge'ula al yidei b'chinas chof dalet mipidyonis hanal, and the ge'ula took place as a result of 24 different pidyonis. Avol hoyu nimshochin behe'oro niflo v'atzuma, they were still shining with an incredibly bright light, al yidei oitzim ribui ha-moichin, through the great moichin that Hashem opened up at that time, ad shenizbatel zuamas Mitzrayim, to the point where it succeeded in eliminating the tumah, in cleansing us from the tumah of Mitzrayim, v'nifdu v'nigalu mehem, and we were taken out of there, we were redeemed from them. V'alkein, and for this reason, oz osur hachometz b'mashu, that's why chometz is strictly forbidden, because even though we had this bright light, and even though the din was nimtak, it was all provisorish, as they say in Yiddish. It was all temporary. It was all put together, lahavda, like when you don't have permanent lighting in a place, and you get an electrician who knows what he's doing, and he comes together, he sticks a wire over here, and scotch tapes this to that, and lahavdil. That's what Hashem had to do at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He put together 100,000 volts, which is a lot of light, and it was enough to cleanse us from Mitzrayim, to get us out of there. But it wasn't like the million watts, which a person, and it was all temporary, it was all on threads, and that light just came down in a blast and then disappeared the next day. We're going to see. The Arizal says that was only during the night of Pesach. In the morning, it was gone. That light was gone. It was just enough to pull off the rescue mission. But in terms of finalizing the whole process, That didn't take place until Shavuos, as we're going to see. And for this reason, Chometz, which represents Toiv and Ra, it represents the Sitra Achra and everything, we're still not ready to be misakin it in any way. And therefore, we just have to keep away, keep back 2,000 feet, stay far away from it. It's also even b'mashahu at that time, at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Paragraph Yud Beis. Ki chometz umatzo heim bechinas teva v'hashkocha. Because chometz and matzo on a spiritual level correspond to teva, which is nature, which is when Hashem hides himself. Hashem doesn't show himself visibly by making miracles and things like that. And matzah represents hashgacha, super, where it's clear to everybody that Hashem is at the controls and he's doing whatever he wants, and there's no nature and there's no nothing. Ki matzah hu bechinas hashgacha. How do we see that matzah represents this hashgacha? Bechinas mon, bechinas lechem in hashamayim. Because the Gemara tells us that matzah was like the mon, which was miracle food that came down in hashamayim. No teva. You didn't have to go to work. You didn't have to punch a clock. You didn't have to worry about the stock market. Nothing. Direct missile. Hashem sent a targeted package of whatever you needed for the day, you know, from heaven. Lechem in hashamayim. Kamoisham Razal, where do we see the kesher between matzah and mon? It's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, page 38, Uga shehoitziu Yisrael mimitzrayim toamu bo tamon. The cakes, which are the matzahs that the Jews took out of Egypt, they had a taste of mon to them. They were similar to mon. Just like mon represents hashgacha, miracle food, matzah is hashgacha, miracle food, lemala min ateva. Kinefis bechipozoin, because it was baked very quickly on the run. Beli ribui tachbulois lahachmitz ulahatim hoisa, without going through all the different tricks and all the different procedures to allow the dough to ferment and make it more tasty in a sense, kemoi shoisim belechem chometz, as we do when we're baking bread or challah. Ki matzah bechinas bitochoin bahashkachoso yisborach levad beli shum esek umalocha. Because matzah represents the quality that a Jew has of trusting in Hashem completely, trusting in the hashgacha, and not feeling that I have to work, I have to put in so many hours, otherwise I'm not going to earn myself, otherwise I'm not going to have food to eat. My food to eat comes from Hashem, period. That's what matzah represents. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Vayoifu es habotzek ugois matzois, they baked the dough into matzois, ki loy chometz, they couldn't prepare chametz at the time. Why? Because they were on the run. Vegam tzeda lo yosulahem. And they didn't prepare any lunch boxes or anything. Now the question is, what kind of normal person does that? You're going out of Egypt, you're leaving civilization, going into desert. There's no shopping, there's no makolets, there's no yesh, there's no ayin. How are you going to survive? Where are you going to get food? The Jews showed complete trust in Hashem, some matzah, and we're out the door. Matzah, just something to eat right now, and we're gone. V'gam tzeda lo yosu lohem. They didn't prepare. They didn't think what's going to be tomorrow, what's going to be ahead. Aval chometz hu bechinas teva, whereas chometz represents teva, al pi derech hateva. Slow, matzah is quick on the run, and chometz is slow, methodical, going through all the procedures. Bechinas dinim. And we know that teva is associated with midas hadin. Shenim shochem mebechinas elikim. Because teva draws from Hashem's name Elokim, shehu bigimatria hateva. It should say hateva here. Kemuva, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal, that the word hateva is bigimatri elikim. Why? Because elikim always represents constriction, hiddenness. When Hashem is in hiding, then there's midas hadin. When Hashem shows himself, it's chesed. Poiseach es yodecha, when Hashem opens the doors, it's chesed. Closure, closing, is a concept of Midas Hadin. And Teva is where Hashem is hiding behind the curtain. He's making believe as if there's an autopilot, as if everything's happening by itself, supposedly. Nature. The nature is the sun rises and photosynthesis and the plant grows and v'chulu v'chulu. So Chometz, which is Teva, represents Midas Hadin. Shemishom kol taivas momoin. And that's also the source of the excessive desire for money. People desiring excess money. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, mikaf mo'ul v'chometz. The Pasuk refers to chometz as chometz, something that's sour, spoiled. Sheboim lidei gzelois, whereby there are people who actually end up stealing, you know, breaking the law and taking what's not theirs, alidei ribui taivas momoin, because they're driven to have a lot of money, shehu alidei bechinas kfiris, which comes from a place of denial of Hashem. Why? She'oimrim koichi voitzim yodi osali. They say that what I do, if I do, I'm going to have. If I don't do, I'm not going to have. If I don't take that, I'm not going to have. They're not willing to wait. What do you mean? That Hashem is giving? What Hashem? You know, whatever I want to have, I have to take it. U'machmitzin hamoyach kol yemehem, eich lahasig momoin. And they destroy their brains. They spoil their brains throughout their life, thinking the whole time how to get more money. Alidei eze siba v'tapula. What should I do to acquire more money? Again, they're looking to, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make the money. Ki'ilu hoya bekoicham lazeh. As if it was in their power, as if it was in their control. Ma shebe'emes hu lehepech. Whereas the reality is just the opposite. Kiloi mimoitza umimarov. The Pasuk says it's not through your activity and it's not from the west or from here, from there that you're going to get it. Ki elokim shoifet. Hashem is the one who judges ze yashpil v'ze yorim. He judges who he's going to elevate and who he's going to lower. Ve'ikar achizas hateva b'chinas chometz. And the main power of Teva and Chometz comes from Midas Hadin. Shemishom hishtalshulus achizas avodah zorah kfiras. And that's also where avodah zorah comes from. The Gemara says, kol zman sheyesh avodah zorah boilam, charoy naf boilam. So avodah zorah is associated with anger, with din, and Teva is associated with din. Because again, when a person believes in Teva, that's a form of idol worship. That's a form of denying Hashem. He's not admitting that Hashem, whatever I have, Hashem gave me. Whatever I'm going to have, Hashem is going to give me. And therefore, that's where I'm putting my main focus, in turning to Hashem, pleading with Hashem for what I need. Avol kishemamtikim hadinim bishlemus al yidei pidyon ho'elyon hakoyel hanal. However, when the Midas Hadin is eliminated completely by that Pidyan HaKoilel, by that Pidyan that's able to knock out all 24 courts, Azai Nishapech Midas Hadin L'Rachmim, then the Din gets converted to Rachamim, V'oz Nichlal HaTeva B'Hashkocha, and then the Teva gets folded into Hashkocha. The Teva becomes nullified Tashkocha, Lahavdil, like when you have male and female, a man and a woman, the man is an entity, the woman is an entity. When she gets married, she gives up her independence in a sense. She becomes Mrs. his name. She becomes Nichlal in him. Here too also, we talk about Hashgocha versus Teva, Yud Kevavke and Elikim. When the Elikim is Nimtak, it's folded into, it becomes Nichlal in Yud Kevavke. V'oz nichlal hateva bashgocha bebechinas, as we say in the tefillah, Hashem hu hu Elikim, that Hashem and Elikim are one. It's possible for Elikim to become part of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ki zoichin le'emuna shleima, because when the din is eliminated completely, when the avodah zarah and all of those things are wiped out, then we're zoicha to complete faith. Shegam hanhogas hateva. That even what seems to be in the framework of Teva is also being controlled by Hashem. Just we don't understand. We don't understand exactly how that works. You know, why it seems so much to be on autopilot, why it seems to be like two different things, Midas Adin and Midas Arachmim, but in reality, they're both one. V'alkein, and therefore, afilu mi she'oisek b'masa umatin, even a person who is working, who's doing business, umarviach momoin, and he's earning money, shenidme shehu al pi ateva, and it seems to the person that it's that money is being generated through teva, through the fact that the economy went up, this went down, the different factors that people consider part of the flow of the world, the natural flow of things. Avol be'emes, in reality, hakol hu bashgachos yisporach, it is all under the direct supervision of Hashem and direct control of Hashem. Kasher onu royim, as we see, that there are many people who put in as many hours as you and more hours than you. And some of them are smarter than you. You had 4 years education, this, they had 12 years education. And if you sit down and start talking, you're lost. You can't keep a conversation with them whatsoever in your own business field. They're much smarter, much more advanced, much more experienced. And with all their effort, with all their years of education, and with all their hours of pouring into studying and the research and everything, it doesn't generate the right results. Adarabah, just the opposite. They end up making investments, investing in the wrong thing, and losing money. Not only aren't they making money, they're losing money. As we see going on around us all the time. So then it can't be that it's based on knowledge, experience, it's based on what the effort that the person puts in. It has got to be another factor, the X factor, you know, which is Hashem. Al kein, therefore, tzorech kol odom lahamin, each and every single Jew has to believe, shekol haparnosa v'hamomoin shenimshach lahodom, rak bahashgachos yisporach levad. That all of the parnasa and money that a person gets is through a direct action on the part of Hashem. So the question is, if that's the case, do I have to go to work? Do I have to open a business? The answer is yes. Why? This is part of the wonders of Hashem, She'i'ef Shirlohovin, which we can't understand completely. We don't understand completely why Hashem has set it up in such a way that He wants us to do things that are going to sort of threaten our faith in Him and our relationship with Him. Because most people, when they set up businesses or when they study for a career and everything, it takes them away from the study of Torah. And in many cases, it weakens their kesher to Hashem. If you told a guy, sit in a room and Hashem's going to send you money, he'd be sitting in that room for 23 hours looking up, looking at Hashem and thinking about Hashem, etc. Whereas the guy who goes to work, he's lucky if he remembers to stop for mincha. Sometimes the guy looks, oh, I missed mincha. You're nuts in there. What do you mean you missed mincha? You forgot about Hashem? Are you nuts in there? You're totally crazy? That's how big the work became. That's how preoccupied you came with this hishtadla stuff that you were able to forget Hashem totally, totally. And the answer is yes. We know that there is such a metzias. So why in the world would Hashem set it up this way? We don't know. We don't understand completely. We have hundreds of pages of Likutei Halachos that discuss this and explain it. But after all the explanations, we have to admit that we don't understand it completely. This is Hashem's MO. This is how He operates. And it's in our best interests to do this way, to get an education, to work, but at the same time, concentrate on not forgetting where it's really coming from, that it's really coming from Hashem. Ki bevadai darkei Hashem yef shelahasig, because most certainly we can't understand the ways of Hashem completely. כי השם יסבורך בורא סוילם יש מאין המוחלט. Because Hashem created the world from total nothingness, from zero. And again, try to figure that one out. Figure out how you create something from nothing. Vegam ato, and now also, hu matzmiach chotzer labehema, Hashem provides food for the animals, hu matzmiach ilon godoil kozeh migarin echod, and Hashem allows a huge tree, a 50-foot fruit tree, to grow from a little kernel, a little seed. So if Hashem can do that, hu yochoy livroi ulegade lesailon, then he can just the same make that tree grow without putting the seed in the ground. Just like when he first created the world, it was yesh me'ayin. Why can't he do that today? Why do we have to have farming and agriculture and the seeds and the water? And to allow the grain to grow without the plowing and the planting, without the human intervention. Ach, so then why doesn't he do that? Hashem Yisborach bora hakoil bishvil ha'odom. The Torah tells us that Hashem created everything for the sake of man. Verotzo she'odom daiko yase eze esek bishvil gidul hatvua vo'ilon, and he wanted man to do something, to participate, to take part in making that tree grow, in making that grain grow, the tvu and the ilon, v'chein sheyase eze esek umasu matn b'shvil parnosa, and also that the guy should set up a business for the sake of generating parnosa, avul bevadai hakoil b'ritzoyna yisborach u'bashgachos se'levad. However, even though you're putting in all of this effort and time and everything, not to forget who's in charge, and not to forget who's the main partner, not to forget who's really making it happen. Ube'emes kol ikar yegias ha'odom behatvua ube'iske amasumatan hakoil hoyo michet odom rishon. The real truth is, the fact that we have to get involved and we have to do things to generate our livelihood and our food and parnosa all stems from the sin of Adam HaRishon. Shenigzar, it was at that time that Hashem issued the decree, Bezeya sapecha toich alechem, with your sweat and with your toil, you'll earn a livelihood. Be'itzavon toich lena, with difficulty, with struggle, you'll eat. Ki Adam pogam b'hashgocha, because Adam HaRishon went against the hashgocha of Hashem. He disgraced the hashgocha of Hashem, bebchinas matzah, which is represented by matzah, shehu ilono dechaya, eitz hachayim, which is associated with the tree of life that was in Gan Eden, which Hashem wanted Adam Rishon to stick to that one. However, instead, v'ochal me'eitz hadas toivora, Adam chose to eat from the tree of good and bad, shehu bechinas chometz kemuva, which the Sifrei Kabbalah show that represents chometz, which is also good and bad. The Torah presents the word chometz as the word machmetzes. Kol machmetzes loisechelu. And the Zohar HaKadosh says the word machmetzes has the word chometz and the word mace, the mem tof on the outside. Mace is the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas is what brought death into the world. So chametz is associated with the Eitz Hadas. There are many connections. So because Adam HaRishon chose chametz, he chose teva over hashgacha. Validezeh be'emes nigzar olav b'itzovin tochalena. That's what brought upon us this curse, this decree of the struggle to earn a livelihood. Shemishom kol hayegiyoy sanal. That's what's behind the whole struggle. Avli Yisrael, she'omdu al Har Sinai. However, the Gemara tells us that when the Jewish people got to Har Sinai, posko zuamosam, that tumor that the snake injected into Chava and Odom, which resulted in eating from the Eitz Hadas, came to an end. It disappeared. V'alkein, and that's why the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, kol hamekabel olav oil Torah, a person who accepts upon himself, for real, totally, the study of Torah, He's prepared to study Torah full time and really, really apply himself all the way. Ma'avirin mimenu oil malchus v'oil derech eretz. Hashem takes away from that person all the responsibilities of the government, all the responsibilities that the government could impose, taxes, draft to the army, all of those things, v'oil derech eretz, and the burden of parnosa. If a person who really, really is qualified and accepts upon himself the oil Torah fully, it removes from him the oil Malchus and the oil Derech Eretz. Just like the Gemara said, that when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, when they made that total commitment to the Torah, the curse, the Be'itzovon Teichlena, the Zua Masanochosh disappeared. That put an end to that curse from the Eitz Hadas. Kitzrichim lekayim, because a Jew is supposed to try to fulfill what the Mishnah says, hevi memait be'esek, try to spend as little time as possible in business, va'asoik ba'Torah, and try to spend as much time in the study of Torah. Ki kol ha'parnosa mimenu yisborach levad, because once again, where does parnosa come from? Only from Hashem. And that we're zoicha to through the holiday of Shavuos, shehu kabbalas haTorah, which is when we receive the Torah, sheoz nimshach eis rotzon hanal. That's when we tapped into the top level, which is called eis rotzon. We said that 50th shar hachamishim, the dikna, the holy beard. That's when Hashem appeared to Klal Yisrael as a zokein molei rachmim. We said yesterday. Bechinas pidyon ho'elyon anal. Shavuos represents that top pidyon. Shaydeze nimtiku hadinim bishlemus. That's what wiped out the dinim totally. Ad shenisapech hadin l'rachamim. To the point where the din got converted to rachamim. Where do we see this? What do we eat on Shavuos? Milchiks, dairy, white. Where does milk come from? From blood. The Gemara says, "Dam nekar v'nase cholav." The blood is converted into milk when a woman gives birth to a child. That's this hamtokas zadinim on the highest level. That's this super whiteness that we have on Shavuos. Ad shenichlal hateva b'hashgocha, to the point, so the hashgocha is revealed so brightly to the point where the teva, the midas hadin, folds into the hashgocha. Shezeu b'chinas shenimtak b'chinas hachometz b'shlemus, which means the chometz gets purified completely. It gets bleached totally. It gets whitened. All the din, all the negativity in the chometz gets wiped out completely. V'alkein onu mevi'in chometz daiko l'korban. And that's why on Shavuos, that's the one time in the year, one holiday, where we bring the korban from chametz. The shtei alechem has to be from chametz specifically. Ki nimtak hadin kol kach al yidei apidyon ohelyon anal, because the midas hadin has been so eliminated through that super pidyon of Shavuos, ad shema'aminim bo emes, to the point where we really believe in the truth completely. Shegam hateva biatzma shehu oesik b'masumatn hu rak hashgachos yisbora. That even when we go out to work and everything we do, it's all from Hashem. It's all divine guidance. It's Hashem who shows me where to go. Every decision I make, every phone call, if I reach the person or don't reach the person, if I make the decision to buy, to sell, all of these things, it's only through the hashgach of Hashem. And when a person is thinking like that, v'oz gam ho'esik shoysim b'masumatn hu pigidusha gedoyla. And when a person has that faith, then their work is extremely holy. Bebechinas masa umatn be'emuna. As the Gemara refers to it, as the Gemara says, when a person comes to the Bezen Shamala, they ask him, nososo v'nosata be'emuna. Did you make sure to conduct your business to earn your livelihood with emuna, with total faith in Hashem? Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, toiv, Torah im derech eretz, it's good to combine Torah and work and earning a livelihood, sheyegias shnehem mashkach hasovoyim, because the efforts that you put into both of them, the time and effort that you put into Torah and work, will eliminate sin, will keep you out of trouble. You won't have time to do averis. You'll be busy. Busy learning, busy working. Ki be'emes, because Rav Nelson Zal says, you want to know the truth? Iker esek homasu matan hu rak bishvil zeh. The real reason for a nice Jewish boy to go to work is for this. Kedei lashkia cha'ovon, to stay out of sin, to stay out of trouble. Ki yodua lekol echod ve'echod, because each and every one of us knows very well eich hamachshovois roit v'noisei b'chol yoim, how we are under attack every day by the Satan. He's bombarding us with all kinds of thoughts, all kinds of sinful thoughts, all kinds of bad things. Ve'ein takono livroyach behem, and there is no solution to escape that bombardment of the Yetzer Hara, kiim al yedei haTorah, other than the study of Torah, shehi ikar hahatzola v'harafuah. That is our savior. That's the cure. That's the medicine to cure a person from the poison of the Yetzer Hara. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, page 30, Hashem says, Barosi Yetzer Hara. I created this monster. I created the Yetzer Hara. Barosi Torah Tavlin. And I created the antidote. The antidote is the Torah. U'k'moy Shekosuv, and as the Pasuk says, Mizima Tishmar Alecha, that the Torah will guard you and protect you from all of his negative intentions, from all of the Yetzirah's plans and plottings, all the things he's plotting against you. The Torah will protect you from all of that. Avol, however, Yefshir Leho'odom Lasik B'Toyra B'chol Ayoin. It's impossible for a person to be studying Torah all day. Ubifrat hahamoinam, and especially if we talk about the general population, the majority of Klal Yisrael, impossible. They're not capable of sitting in the saddle for 8 hours, for 12 hours, 50 learning. Can't do it. Therefore, Alkein Sibev Hashem Yisborach Bedrochov Hanefloim. Hashem worked things out with his wondrous ways. Sheyitzare Chodom Lasik Be'eze Esek Umasumatin Beshvila Parnosa, that the person should have to do something for Parnosa, should have to study a trade or learn business, open a business, all these different things. Why? Kedei Lahashkia Chodom, to stay out of trouble, to avoid sin. Because if a person is doing nothing, he is prime target for the Yetzirah. If a person's brain isn't occupied, then the Yetzirah has what to occupy. He'll send you emails and blogs, all kinds of every kind of trash imaginable to destroy you, chas v'shalom. Avol be'emes, whereas the real truth is, kol ha'parnoso hum imenu yisborach levad, Bashkochos Yisbor Levad. The money comes to you through Hashem, from Hashem, through his Hashkocha. So why am I working? To stay out of sin, to stay out of trouble. That's why. What's going to decide how much money I earn today, tomorrow? Not my work. Hashem is going to make that decision. Again, I'm working to show that I want to be loyal to Hashem, that I don't want to do sins, I don't want to do averis. Whenever I could be learning, that's obviously first choice. I'm going to learn as much as I can. If I'm one of those people who can't be learning all day, then I'm going to make sure that I'm busy with a healthy busy. And one form of healthy busy is work. Whether it's masman, whether it's business or a trade, whatever the person knows. So you see, Rav Nelson Zal explained. He showed, on one hand, he told us we don't understand the ways of Hashem. On the other hand, he gave us a little bit of insight as to where this all started from. It started from Adam eating from the Eitz Hadas. That choice of choosing to connect with death, with machmetzes, with chametz, with teva, that put the whole world under the mode of teva. That's one reason for this. And another reason, however, there's an antidote, the Torah. As we see at Har Sinai, the Torah says, Paskazu Amosim. All of the problems that were generated by eating from the Eitz Hadas came to an end at the time of Matan Torah. However, that could last for a day. Everybody could sit and learn for a day of it. but to stay full-time learning, not everybody's qualified for that. So Rav Nosson Zal says that's why the Torah tells us, Toiv Torim Derech Eretz Shemes Chasavon, that if a person combines the two, Torah and Derech Eretz, it'll keep him out of sin, out of trouble. So that's why it's so important to be working on both of them, but to draw a direct connection between the kind of work I'm doing and the money it's going to generate, or how many hours I work, that's kfira. That's kfira. Person has faith that I do what I can. I try to keep myself busy. That's what a Jew is supposed to be, busy. As much time as I can be busy with Torah and mitzvahs, that's first choice. When that's not available, I'll do things to earn money. I'll do things that are under the title of parnasa. Parnasa, derech eretz, in that framework. With faith that Hashem will bless, that even though I'm not qualified, even though I'm not a doctor, and because the Torah says, Ki ani Hashem roifecha, and even though I'm not a businessman, because again, look who's a businessman. I'll show you geniuses. I'll show you 300 professors who are in jail or they're in minus. They owe, you know, the guy who has 300 million and owes a billion. You know, most businessmen who have millions leave the world, and you find that you push the button and yet it's more minus than plus. You know, so the answer is I'm not going to put my faith in my efforts and my dealings that that's what's going to provide for me. I'm going to turn to Hashem. Poiseach es yodecho umasbia. I'm going to beg Hashem. Ein echoil elecho yisaberu. All eyes are looking to Hashem. V'ato noisein lahem esoch lom b'itoi. And Hashem gives us what we need at the right time. I'm putting in effort and I'm hoping Hashem will bless my efforts. But again, if I invest into something and somebody knocks on my door and says, here, guess what? I found this. It's yours and it's a check for $3 million. I'm not going to say that's not. Keep it. What do you mean? My money comes from my work. I ain't interested. I don't want that money. I don't want that. If it's stolen, if it's chas v'shalom somebody else's, of course I don't want it. But if Hashem, when I go to work, do I limit myself in any way in saying that this is where my parnas is going to come from? That Hashem doesn't have a billion unlimited other ways to send me parnasa? If I say that, I'm nuts. Because again, there are enough cases of people in front of us who worked and did certain things which generated certain income, but then their success or other major parts of their income came from ways that they hadn't planned at all. They didn't know, and Hashem was able to provide monies that they didn't expect. They had no idea about. Paragraph Yud Gimel, V'alkein, B'Pesach, this is Hashkofa. This is a matter of Hashkofa, of a Jew knowing where his brain is at. And even when he's at work, I remember one of the first things I heard when I came to Breslov as a teenager. I was zocheh to be here in Eretz Yisrael, and I was sitting at the shir of one of the great leaders, Rabbi Yechaim Rosen, Zichron Avrocha, and he mentioned the Gemara, which says, Godoil hanene miyegia kapov, yoyser miyerei shomayim. There's two kinds of people. There's a yerei shomayim, a person who's very religious, let's say, person who's totally involved in Yiddishkeit, and there's Hanene Miyagia Kapov, a person who lives off his efforts, you know, a person who goes to work and he supports himself. There's the Yerei Shamayim, who's involved totally in Ruchnius, and he's being helped by others, let's say, or there's the Nene Miyagia Kapov. So the Gemara says, Godol Hanene Miyagia Kapov, Yoisem Yerei Shamayim. That the one who's earning his own livelihood is on a higher level, is greater than the Yerei Shamayim. Why? The Gemara shows from Sukkim. The Gemara says when it comes to the Yerei Shamayim, there's a pasuk, Ashrei Yerei Hashem. Fortunate is the Yerei Hashem. When it comes to a person who earns his own livelihood, it says, Yegia kapecho ki soichel, Ashrecho v'toivloch. It double blessing. Ashrei, it says, the Ashrei, the Hashem, v'toivloch. This is what the Gemara says. So this rabbi mentioned that some of the Sforim ask, just because a person goes to work, he's ashrecha v'toiv, that's his mamish, he's already higher than a Yerei Shamayis. So he said, look at the wording of the Gemara. The Gemara says, yigia kapecha ki soichel. He's eating from the fruits of his hands, which means we're talking about a person who, when he's working, his hands are working. his brain is still dovuk to Hashem totally. His brain is reserved for Hashem. He doesn't jump into the thing with his, he doesn't jump into the pot of soup with his hands and feet and his jacket and his sweater. I'm working. A certain part of me I'm giving over to work. But the main part, he puts his whole neshama into it. I ain't ever going to put my neshama in. My neshama is for Hashem. I'm putting my body, I'm putting effort into it. Now, what about the person whose work involves his brain? What about, again, the example of a doctor or a business, a person who has to use his brain for work? What should he do? So he explained that even in the brain, we know there's a pnimius and there's a chitzonius. The brain, there's two sections. There's the outer part of the brain, and then there's the innermost part of the brain. And here again, when it says yegia kapecho kisechel, it means that even the person who has to work with his brain, there's a certain part of his brain that's reserved for Hashem that's untouchable. And therefore, he could never forget to daven mincha. He could never go to an unkosher restaurant because it was a business, there was a business meeting and I had to... There's never any competition between the two. There's a certain part of him, the most important part of him, the pnimius of his machshava and his heart is reserved totally for Hashem. I have to work, I'll work. I'm happy to do it. I'll work, I'll put in sincere effort. And I'll put my head into it also to a degree. But there's a certain part of my brain that's reserved totally for Hashem. That's the Yegia Kapecha about whom the Gemara says, Ashrecha v'toivlach. You know, that it'll have Oilam Hazeh and Oilam Haba. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'yal came, and based on all of this, Osur hachometz be'isur chomer ma'oid. Chometz is extremely forbidden when it comes to Pesach. Much more so than other Isur, more than Chazer. By the other things, it's a Kezais. By Chometz, it's a Mashahu, and it's Koreis, all kinds of serious penalties. Ki kol zman shaloi nimshach hamtokas hapidyon ho'elyon anal, because so long as we haven't been able to activate that upper pidyon, that top pidyon that wipes out all 24 quarts in one shot, that power, that light of Shavuos, Azai nechaza sitrachra shehim hakfiris b'hachometz moed. Then the sitrachra, which is avodah zarah, is still very attached to the chometz. Ve'i efsher lahavchoy el hakedusha, and it is impossible to convert it into the holiness. Rak al yedei kedushas ribui hamoichim shen mshochen oz bepesach. It's only through the great light of Moichen of Sechel that Hashem shines down upon us on Pesach, mevatlin u'mevarin oisei legamri. That gives us the ability to get rid of the chametz, to get it out of our house, or to nullify it, to say I'm making it like hefkadara, I'm nullifying it, I'm zapping it, that its presence doesn't harm me. But it doesn't zap it enough that if I take it into my mouth, chas shalom, it won't hurt me, or that kind of thing. Aval achar kriyas yamsuf, whereas after the seventh day of Pesach, when there was kriyas yamsuf, she'oz nigmar ha'gula legamri, that's when the ge'ula was completed. V'nizgale kedushas Yisrael kanal, and that's when the holiness of the Jewish people was really shown. The Iker Kriyas Yamsuf Holy Aidei Bechinas Yosef. And we know one of the main players in Kriyas Yamsuf was Yosef HaTzadik. We say in Hallel, Hayom Ro'o Vayonois. The sea saw and it split. It took off. What did it see, the Gemara says? Aroinoi Shel Yosef. It saw the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik who split when Potiphar's wife tried to grab onto him and everything. He split, he took off. So the sea saw his oroin, and it knew what it had to do, that it had to split. Shegam hu nistalik be'es rotzen anal b'shabbos mincha. And Yosef HaTzadik, in this respect, is similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yosef HaTzadik also died on Shabbos at mincha time. Sha'al yodoi hoiso ikar ha'geula. And it's through Yosef HaTzadik, he was the main character in bringing about the Geula. Kamei Shekosuv, as it says in the Chumash, Vayikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef imoi. What chemical weapon, what biological weapon did Moshe Rabbeinu take with him? What was the battering ram? He took the Atzmos Yosef, the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. V'zeh b'chinas ma shekoso b'zoyer HaKodosh ma titzak elai. And this connects beautifully with what we mentioned earlier, that the Zoyer HaKodosh says that when the Jews were screaming to Hashem, Hashem said to them, ma titzak elai, why are you screaming to me? And the Zohar Kodesh says Hashem's response was, Ba'atiko Talia Milsa. The miracle that has to take place now needs Atiko. It needs the top floor. It needs the highest level. Shehu Bechinas Raiva Derivin Hanal. Atiko is associated with Raiva Derivin. Ki Oz Hischil Lohoyer Beyoiser Bechinas Veis Rotznanal. Because it's on Shvi Shel Pesach that this Ace Rotzain, this super high Rotzain, this Raiva Derivin, started shining on the Jews, which was much higher than what they had on the night of Pesach, on the first night of Pesach. V'al yidei b'chinas atzmos Yosef kanal, as a result of the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. V'al yidei shekvar hischilu Yisroel lohochin atzmon vov yomim shel asfir lekabolas haTorah. And also through the avoida of the Jewish people during those first 6 days when they were preparing themselves for Kabolas haTorah. So through the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik and the 6 days of Sfira, al kein oz nimtak hadin b'yoser. That brought about a super hamtokas hadinim. Alkein oz nimtak hachometz, and that's why the negativity of the chometz also gets zapped al yidei bechinas eis rotzon anal, through the great eis rotzon of Shvi Shel Pesach, ad sheyecholim lochloi acharkach, to the point where we are allowed to, we're able to eat chometz after Shvi Shel Pesach, those who live in Eretz Yisrael, and in Chutz Laretz we have the additional day. Vegam, and also, al yidei shekvar kiblu asvosa, we took our antibiotics. We took the antidote. We took the vaccine. We got vaccinated. With what? With the matzah, which the Zohar Kodesh calls asvosa. That's a cure. Because we ate matzah during those 7 days of Pesach, that serves like a vaccine, to protect the person again from any harmful negative effects that chometz could generate. So it's all of these things playing together. The schus of Yosef HaTzadik, the 6 days of Sfira, the matzah, all of that negates the negative effects of the chometz. Kama shekosu b'zoyer kodesh, as the Zohar Kodesh explains, Hainu, shal yidei achilas matzah, ubiur chometz, by eating matzah and getting rid of the chometz during the first part of Pesach, zochu le'emunas hashgocha kol kach, the Jews were zeichet to such a level of emuna in hashgocha, at she'achar kach, so that once they went through that purification period, afilu kishe'oichlen chometz lo yazik lohem. Even if they go back to eating chometz, the chometz can no longer harm them. Lahavdil, it's like a person who goes to a diet program or a special or a rehab program to get rid of drugs, these kind of things. If the person is zeichet to go through the program fully, and if it's the right program, it corrects to the person, it fixes the person to such a point where from that point on, the person can taste wine. The person can have a little bit. They can have a little bit of food. It's not that they went through this period and now no longer eating at all. Like the guy who said he had a horse and he was trying to increase his profitability. So every day he cut back a little bit on the horse's food and cut down a little more, until finally the horse dropped dead. And he tells his neighbor, look at this, I almost had him trained. I almost got him down to zero food and he went ahead and died on me. So we see that that's not the tikkun. The tikkun isn't no food. The tikkun is to go through a purification, to go through a process, a level of tikkun, which gets the person to a place where even if they're going to eat afterwards, or even if they're going to touch wine, they're not going to fall into it with both feet, chasr. They're not going to fall into it, they're not going to be harmed by it. Hainu, shafilu kisheyasu eze esek umasu matin b'shvil ha-parnosa, meaning that even if the person will go to work, he will do business for the sake of Parnosa, under the title of Parnosa, lo yiplu lekfirus shel atevach Hashem. He won't fall into that atheism of teva, saying, look at that, the economy is no good, now it's going to be 6 months till I can recover. You nuts, you cuckoo in the head. You say that, and Hashem will wait. Hashem will close the door for you for 6 months. And if you don't make yourself dependent on that, tomorrow Hashem gives you, get a phone call from somebody. Hey, guess what? An opening came up over here. We need you. Can you come? We'll double your salary. We'll get all kinds of things that have no economy, shmanami, all shtuyot nonsense. If Hashem wants, he has unlimited ways of providing for a person. And if this particular field suddenly is saturated, Hashem opens a different field. Or Hashem makes it that in that field that's totally saturated, the person gets a job and he makes it big. You know, a person would say computers, for example. A person would say, you know, all these computer things, it's ridiculous. You know, this and that. And then suddenly you hear another guy, you know, this one made a billion, you know, Bill Gates, you know, he was history for 6 years. That Microsoft, and a person would say, okay, that happened once, it's not going to happen again. And suddenly we hear there's a new thing. There's a Google that's going to make Microsoft look like a guy on the Lower East Side. He's going to have to come for a loan to Google. So you see, when Hashem wants, there can be 600 billionaires in the same field. There can be 100 fruit stores and Machne Yehuda side by side, and they're each making a living. None of them are closing down, which means somehow they're making money, they're earning a living. How it doesn't make any sense, it doesn't. And on 47th Street in Manhattan, you have 10,000 guys selling jewelry and diamonds on one block, and another nut comes and signs up. He's prepared to pay $8,000 a month rent for a little cubicle, despite the fact that he knows that there's 10,000 other guys doing the same thing on the same block, because he knows that that's Hashem. He can do it. He can do it, that on this same block, there's 10,000 guys. He's going to decide who comes into my cubicle, who comes into my store, who wants to buy from me, who wants just the piece of merchandise that I have that the other guy doesn't have. Or the other guy does have it, and the guy says, no, I like your face. I'm buying it from you. And it costs more. Who cares more? What's more? Another $1,000 is nothing. I want to buy from you. I want you to have the parnasa. These things happen every day. So the person shouldn't fall into the kfirus of teva, loymar koichi voitzam yodi. My work is what earned me this living. I made this money. But rather, rak ya'aminu b'Hashem yisborach, to believe in Hashem, shekol hasibois me'ito yisborach levad, that all the circumstances that go into a person earning a livelihood, it's all from Hashem. Hashem decides the merchandise, Hashem decides the buyer, the seller, all the different factors. V'hanhogas ha'teva bi'atzmo, and the whole operation of teva is being conducted and controlled by Hashem directly. And throughout the 49 days of Sfira, we're involved in this process of being mamtik the din, getting rid of the din that was generated through the time that we're in Egypt by all the tumah of Mitzrayim. At Shabiyim Shavuos Hakodesh, Zman Matan Torasenu, Nimshach Ho Eis Rotzon Anal B'Shleimus Yoser, to the point where on the holiday of Shavuos, when we receive the Torah, that's when the Eis Rotzon appears in its full form with all its powers. At Shenimta Kadin Kol Kach, to the point where the din is turned around to such a degree, to the point where the chometz, the teva, gets turned around, and that's what's used as a korban. Because on Shavuos, by Kabbalah Satoira, is when the teva became completely part of Hashgacha. Vayaminu Bashem, you know, to the highest level.